This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here's how we will help your business and you today. As we began last session, many contractors believe and accept that their first quarter is a loss. That's nuts. Then they spend the rest of the year scurrying around to make up for that loss. And you depend on the weather to have a good year. Not exactly the way to run a phenomenal HVAC business or any contracting business. So what happens if you didn't lose money in the first quarter or at least broke even in that first quarter? That would make a great start to your year and your journey towards your goals and a really good year. So in this last podcast, I'll give you the last of the seven activities that you can do to help your first quarter at least break even or show a profit. Again, we're looking at maintenance, and maintenance is very, very important, and your maintenance clients are very important to making this happen. So just as a quick review from last time, the first three were to call your maintenance clients who have not renewed their maintenance plans and didn't have a heating check. Give them the reason to get it done. It's the 3-for-2 program that we talked about last session. The second one was to mail your customers who've had maintenance checks in the past who are not on a maintenance plan and give them a reason to have a heating check and to join the maintenance plan. And yes, you're going to have to call them after you send them a letter or after you send them the postcard. And the third one was to make a list of all your maintenance clients and customers whose systems are 10 years old or older and have a furnace sale. Send them a letter with the great reasons to purchase now. And then remember that, you know, at least it's been my experience with contractors that I work with. As you do this from year to year, people will begin to expect they can get great deals on systems at this time of year, one in the fall, one in the spring, and will wait until the sale, assuming their system's not broken. Okay, so that's what we covered in last session's podcast. If you want the details, go back and listen to last session. All right, today we're going to talk about the last four. So the first one is to choose a day during these first 3 months to have a sale and let your customers know about it. Some of the contractors have white sales, others have I love my customers Valentine's Day sales, and still others have St. Patrick Day sales. And yes, the owners who do this generally are Irish and they make a big deal about it. And they have a St. Patrick's Day sale that people know that there's going to be a sale on St. Patrick's Day for this particular company and they get used to it. They usually generate significant sales and cash flow. And they generally break the quote-unquote, we lose money in the first quarter cycle. So if you've got a day that is special to you, use it. Let everybody know about it. And at that particular point, you can start building your sales year after year after year. There's some contractors whose customers know that every January is a white sale. People have white sales with, you know, in retail stores and linen sales and things along those lines. So they've just taken the white sale concept and moved it into HVAC. The I Love My Customers Valentine's Day sales, those are kind of fun because it's a great way to give back to your customer base. And for those of you who are Irish or have Irish families or whatever else it is, or a lot of your client base is Irish, guess what? It might be a St. Patrick's Day type of sale. Or there might be something else that you want to do at this time of year. If you like George Washington and you want a President's Day sale or Abraham Lincoln or Martin Luther King and a Martin Luther King Day sale. I mean, it doesn't matter. Choose a day and build a sale around that day and give people a reason and really good deals to have sales during that time period. The next one is to have an open house. Now, you're going to go, this is absolutely crazy, but it's amazing what happens when you have open houses. I've been part of many of them, and it's so much fun to watch customers walk in the door and actually get to see the people they talk to. They get to see who they talk to on the phone, who's a dispatcher, or they get to see the person who answers the phone as the receptionist. They get to meet somebody other than their technician or other than the two people who installed their equipment in their home or their office. They actually get to see and meet and get to know a little bit the people who are actually behind the scenes at the company. This time of year, you can take, quote unquote, a long lunch and invite your customers to a customer appreciation day. I mean, you can get your techs off the road for a couple hours and everybody participates. All the people come to the shop who are employees, and everybody gets to meet the employees as well as obviously get to have a great lunch and potentially win some door prizes. A lot of times, and I'm not saying suppliers who are listening that you've got to do this, but a lot of times suppliers donate hats or they'll donate some things and things along those lines. And you may give away prizes that might be years of maintenance or, you know, X number of dollars off a system and just things that people can use to purchase. They also, a lot of times, will start asking questions about some of the marketing things that you've done in the past. So if you've ever sent them a postcard on indoor air quality, they'll remember the postcard and they'll come in, and if you've got them on display that they can see what they are, questions get asked about them. And, you know, have some units out, make it fun and interesting so they can see what the systems look like and make sure that, you know, that answer any questions they have between a high efficiency system and lower efficiency systems and ductwork and things along those lines. I really find a lot of IAQ products get sold not necessarily at the open house, but the next time the technicians go to their homes to do their maintenances, they'll go, you know, I was at the open house and I saw a UV light, or I saw a humidifier, or I saw a setback thermostat, although most of us have them by now. And I had some questions about them and you guys answered them, and I think I want to go ahead with that. It is amazing how many times that happens. So you might think, well, you know, we did this open house and nothing came of it. Do not assume that, because a lot of times people will go home and think. People are not necessarily going to do a knee-jerk reaction and instantly purchase something unless they've been thinking about it and researching it in advance. But they're thinking. They're seeing you. You're thanking them for being, you know, a customer. You're talking to them about maintenance. I've had people walk in with plans and say, I want you to do this plan. I want you to bid on this job. I'm, you know, redoing my house or whatever else it is. It's amazing what happens as a result of having an open house. And if you get your suppliers to participate, maybe they'll come to the open house, maybe they won't. But it's always fun to have them around. A lot of times we've had chambers of commerce have a ribbon cutting, or, you know, invite the media and people who are in the community. And it's amazing, the esprit de corps, the thank you, and a lot of fun starts happening in a week, you know, not in a week, but, you know, in an afternoon. And you'll be absolutely surprised at how many legs that they have 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months down the road, when somebody walks in and says, you know, I was at your open house and you were really nice and answered my questions, and I think I'm ready to go ahead. So make sure you have a list of all your maintenance clients. Choose a day during these 3 months to have a sale, let the customers know about it, and then have an open house. Those two are the next ones. And then after the break, I'll give you the last two of the 7 activities that will help you at least break even during first quarter of the year. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition, when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. Before the break, I talked about activity number four and activity number five, which are to choose a day during the 3 months to have a sale and let your customers know about it. I love my customers. Valentine's Day sales, white sales, St. Patrick's Day sales, Martin Luther King Day sales, George Washington birthday sales, whatever. And the next one was to have an open house in the slower times of the year. You'll be surprised at how much it generates, not necessarily the day of the open house, but the legs that it has throughout the rest of your year. Number six is to go through your tickler files. All right, now I'm assuming you have tickler files. And in your tickler files, your techs have gone to a customer and suggested that a repair be done. And the customer goes, nah, I don't think so. What do I have to get done today to get it done? So this is potential work that could be done. It also might be a customer saying, I just don't want to do this right now. I'll do it later. You'll be absolutely amazed and absolutely surprised how many of these tickler files come to pass and people go, oh yeah, I totally forgot about that. Let's get that taken care of. Now, there'll be some who still say no, all right? But if you don't keep track of the tickler files, then you don't even have an opportunity to have work in slower times of the year. And with the software packages that we have now, we can actually put them electronically. In the old days, we actually used to take a copy of the service ticket, put it in what's called a tickler file in the dispatcher's desk drawer, and when it got slower, we'd pull out all of the work that could be done and start calling customers. Now it's electronic. You can just look at it, and you can see the length of how many potential customers you might be able to serve in slower times of the year. You also should go through all of your old equipment proposals. And that is part of going through tickler files. Who hasn't bought? Call somebody that you haven't talked to in 4, 5, 6 months. It's amazing how many of them have not bought. Unless their system was absolutely dead and they, you know, a cracked heat exchanger or a grounded compressor or something along those lines, they've been sitting waiting on it and everybody doesn't talk to them anymore. It's amazing how many of those leads actually close because you follow up 5 or 6 months later or sometimes a year later. They just haven't done it, and now they're ready to do it. So go through your tickler files, go through your old proposals. And number seven, which is my thing that drives me absolutely crazy with companies who say, well, you got to do SEO the entire year. Baloney. You do not have to do SEO pay-per-click. I'm talking about pay-per-click type SEO. I'm talking about the time where you actually have ads and people click on the ads and then you pay for that. When it's times of the year that it's nice and nothing's going on and things like that, the only people who are going to click on those pay-per-click ads are your competition for all, you know, now there'll be somebody who needs it. But most of the time, for most of the people who are clicking on the pay-per-click ads in mild times of year have no interest. Everybody else who could potentially use your company is doing something else because they don't need it. So what I would like you to do is watch the weather, all right? So if it's supposed to be absolutely freezing out, guess what? Start up your pay-per-click ads again. And if it's going to be mild weather, stop them. People are only going to look when they have a need. So it's either freezing cold or when it gets busy, hot, very, very hot, and things are very hot at that particular point. For those of you who do plumbing, you know, if it's freezing pipe time of year, say that three times fast, this would be the perfect time to up your SEO, up your pay-per-clicks, because pipes are going to freeze. What are people going to do? Go to the internet. They're going to start looking for somebody that they can trust. So the only time that you should be doing pay-per-click advertising is in extreme weather. And you're going to go, wait a minute, I'm really busy in extreme weather. Well, guess what? That's when people are searching. That's when people are looking. So you'll get your new clients when it's extremely busy. If it's a time period during those first 3 months where you have a cold snap, freezing pipes, you know, any number of flooding, that type of thing, it's time to up your pay-per-click SEO. All right, so those are the seven things that you can and should be doing in the first quarter to at least break even and potentially generate a little bit of profit. You'll need about 1,000 maintenance plans to really see the benefits of this. But if you only have 100, do it anyway, because you'll get some work as a result of this. So here are the seven again. Number one, call your maintenance clients who have not renewed their maintenance plans and didn't have a heating check. Give them the 3-for-2 reason for getting it done. Number three, mail a postcard or send a letter to your customers who've had maintenance checks in the past who are not on a maintenance plan and give them a reason to have a heating check and join the maintenance plan. Again, the 3-for-2. After you send them the letter or the postcard, then you're going to have somebody call them. Number three, make a list of all of your maintenance clients and customers whose systems are 10 years old or older and have a furnace sale. Send them a letter with great reasons to purchase now. Number four, choose a day during these 3 months to have a sale and let your customers know about it. You might have a white sale, I love my customers' Valentine's Day sale, St. Patrick's Day sale, whatever. Number five, have an open house. In the slower times of the year, you bring everybody in for lunch and you have door prizes and you invite all your customers as a big thank you. That will produce legs, not necessarily in the first quarter, throughout the year. Number six, go through your tickler files and proposals. Make sure that you're going to call people who have not bought and find out whether they're still shopping for new equipment. Amazingly, a lot of them still are because everybody's forgotten about them. Your tickler files will be service work that your technicians have identified that the customers didn't say yes to at that particular point. And number seven is to watch the weather. Don't spend money on pay-per-click at this time of year unless the weather dictates it. Don't waste your money. Turn it on and turn it off depending upon the weather. And then make sure that you know when your technicians are performing maintenances, especially commercial maintenances, that they know how much time they have to complete them. They will stretch the time, as I've seen over the years. And I want to close with this. One of the biggest keys to having a break-even or a profitable first quarter is your attitude. If you sit back, do nothing, and say, well, that's the way it is, then you'll get what you expect. When you plan activities, contact your maintenance clients and customers who have used your company in the past and execute those plans, you have a greater chance that the first quarter will be at least break-even or surprisingly profitable. So thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, or if you would like a brochure of our classes, books, and manuals, call me at 770-729-0258. Or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.